Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another PC Boys podcast.
Oy.
And it's not going to be a long one today because I had to take almost like half of our podcast time.
JJ has something to say.
What does JJ need to say?
Okay, it's about the new Endgame because I saw this on Instagram last night, and they only killed off Scarlet Witch because if she and Captain Marvel were together because of their powers, they could probably just like defeat Thanos because Scarlet Witch has power. We've seen it before, right?
Okay.
I also just say it's because it's the it's made for the original Avengers to win too. But yeah, so today we're talking about the Hellboy reviews that have come out.
Hold up, I'm pulling it up right now. I'm waiting for it to load.
Yeah.
Yesterday the critical review was
12%.
Oh my gosh, this is even bigger than Venom. It has a 13 from critics, but it has a 72 from audiences.
That's
an even bigger difference than freaking Venom. Venom was like 50 or something, wasn't it?
Oh.
Oh my lord.
Venom, no.
It was like 30 to 80, right?
No, it was like 30 something. I think it was like 30 to 80 or something like that.
30 some on to 80 something.
I was like, they never gave Venom 50.
That's 13 to 72. Bro, that's like a oh my gosh.
Just
audiences are actually enjoying it.
Have you noticed a lot lately that critics grading movies, the fans are like the opposite, like Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Critics love it, fans don't like it. Venom, critics hate it, fans love it. Hellboy.
Because like the biggest thing that hurt people.
Same thing with Alita Battle Angel. They rated it bad, but fans loved it. The critics suck.
I watched IGN's video review on Hellboy. I think it was like yesterday, the day before, and they said in their opinion, they said that this film didn't live up to the previous two films, and that there were a ton of stories in it that
it started but didn't finish.
Comics would like. No, they said it kind of wrapped up nicely, but they said that they said the characters had no dynamic and it was hard to care about them, and like the performances were pretty good, but they didn't focus on everybody too much or da 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 da. But oh my lord, that is a huge difference.
Yeah, well,
72. What is that? That's 59, isn't it?
I don't know, but we don't, because I don't do math off the top of my head. But all I'm gonna say is that don't trust critics when it comes to movies. Because if you're somebody that goes on Rotten Tomatoes or any critic site and you base a movie off of critic reception before you even play it, see what the audience thinks about it. Because let me tell you about the critics. They can be paid off. They can be paid to be swayed to like a film or not like a film. In my opinion, I think with like Captain Marvel, I feel like critics could have been swayed to like the film because there was a lot of controversy and stuff with that film. With a film like Venom, it's not, you know, it's made by Sony, it's not made by Disney. They don't have as much money to throw around. So people bash on it, but a lot of people liked it, including me.
A lot of audience. Yeah, I loved it.
I thought it was great.
I can point out its flaws.
Oh yeah.
Like I can
generic
see
villain.
The villain was generic. The plot moved by really quickly. There was some inconsistencies with it. The one with
it could have used more darker anti-hero to it.
Like even the director of Venom came out and said so about the fact that Riot possessed one person for like a solid 6 months, he's like, that was my bad. He's like, I didn't do the math on that one. But still, it was an enjoyable film. Like, the dynamic between Eddie and Venom were perfect. And I think
comedy was good.
Whenever I'm reading a Spider-Man comic, whenever I'm thinking of Venom from now on, I can guarantee you I'm going to be thinking of Tom Hardy's voice.
Here's the thing, though, with Venom, though, they should have made it a little bit darker. That's one thing I did want out of that, was a much more darker hero.
Well, Venom's like a
he's an anti-hero, but he's
no, like, Venom has a really weird Venom is like a brutal character, but he also has a bizarre sense of humor.
Yeah,
and they paid a lot of homage to the comics as well. Like, in the comics, like the reason that Venom eats like tater tots and chocolate all the time is because
certain chemical or something in there.
Yeah, like in the comics, there was a run where like Venom went through a phase where all he did was eat people's heads off because
of the chemicals in the brain. But then Eddie Brock found it in chocolate.
Yeah, Eddie found out that the same chemical was in chocolate.
So it's like, okay, we'll do this instead.
Okay, I'll just eat that.
But so when I look at the critics, like Hellboy, I'm not a big Hellboy fan, but I'm gonna say critics today are the most unreliable source of anything. The news is so terrible. Critics are terrible. Literally, if you want an opinion on something or if you want to enjoy something, you need to see it yourself. Captain Marvel. I didn't listen to the critics. I went into the movie. I put the controversy and stuff aside. Don't get me wrong. I went into the movie and said, Brie Larson is it just... what type of person is she? But, you know, I was pretty upset with her. But I went into the movie, and I was like, I'm just going to watch this as a Marvel film. I'm going to watch this movie for what it is. And I just didn't have fun with it. And I rated and I based it on that. And I try not to do controversy.
I try to do that with most films. I kind of throw things out the window. Unless I have, like, high expectations for something. Like, I had high expectations for... I have high expectations for most Marvel films.
Yeah, like, you expect something great from them.
At least the Avenger ones. Like, I had high expectations for Age of Ultron and Infinity War. And I was not disappointed. I loved Age of Ultron. And I know, like, that's not a lot of people's favorite Marvel film. But I love the character of Ultron in that. The guy who portrayed him, I don't remember his name, but he was perfect casting and everything for him.
I think when it comes...
James Spader? Was it James Spader?
I don't know. I don't remember some of the stuff off the top of my head.
I need to rewatch Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I do too. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I just got it on Blu-ray, though.
One thing I like about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, though, is that the whole universe itself is good. And then you have Captain Marvel. But
there's
a lot
of consistencies that keep going as well.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, I love Spider-Man.
How many times Tony has injured his arm? Have you noticed that, like, whenever Tony's not doing something with his arm, he's usually holding, like, his like, right arm? He's had that arm hit so many times. A lot of there's a huge theory
that like he's going to use like he's going to use it on that arm.
Yeah. A lot of people are like he's either going to lose an arm or he's going to make a right-handed Infinity Gauntlet and he's going to beat the crap out of Thanos with it.
Here's what I look at the whole thing. Like Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. My favorite superhero. Yeah. But guess what? I like movies in the MCU that are not Spider-Man better than Spider-Man. Yeah. Like the character himself as a comic character I love. When it comes to the movies, though, there are a lot of Marvel movies, like Civil War. It has Spider-Man in it, but it has nothing to do with Spider-Man. Civil War was a great movie.
Civil War was a great movie.
Infinity War was a great movie. I loved Age of Ultron. Really, I'm going to be honest with you, first Avengers.
I like the first Avengers. I love the first Avengers film, but I just so happen to like Age of Ultron and Infinity War more. I love them a lot better.
I don't really...
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if I had to rate a film above Captain Marvel... But lower than all of them, it would be Avengers 1. Mm. And I know that might upset a lot of people, but I didn't really care for the first one.
Thor.
When it came, to be honest with you, I love Thor. I love Thor, the Dark World, even though everybody hates it. I love Thor Ragnarok, but I'm not a big Thor fan, so it's not rated as, like, my highest things.
I enjoyed the first Thor, and I loved Thor Ragnarok. Like, I cried during that film because I was laughing so hard.
The reason I didn't like Avengers and Captain Marvel... There are similarities and differences. Similarities. The villains suck. I don't like the villains.
Loki was awesome in the first Avengers.
Look, I don't think he was a good villain. I feel like he couldn't beat the Avengers all, like, together, like Thanos could. Which is why I like Thanos.
That's why he screwed with Bruce Banner the entire time he was on the Helicarrier. Like, that was his plan, was to turn Hulk against them and kind of split the team apart.
Baron Zemo
did kind of the same thing by trying to split them apart. And yeah, his plan didn't go the way he wanted it to, but he still succeeded. Like, he broke the Avengers apart even if nobody died. Like,
and that was a big thing going into Infinity War.
That was a big thing.
And Captain, I really liked how
Captain
they did
Iron
that.
Man are yet to, like, reconcile
they haven't
their differences.
Been. That's been a few talked. Years since they've actually, like, seen each other.
Yeah, because, like, Civil War takes place in 2016.
But
and
here's, the, no, here's the thing,
place
though.
In 2018.
I did hear that all the MCU movies do not take place chronologically. So.
I mean, no, they don't all take place in chronological order. Like, the first two Guardians of the Galaxy films technically take place a couple months apart.
Yeah.
They both take place during 2014, if you do the math. Yeah, at the beginning when it says, like, what year it is, and it says, like, so many years later, I actually did the math, and both those films take place in 2014. I'm like, does that mean that Groot's, like, 4 months old in Guardians 2?
But when I look, and I think Spider-Man had a lot to raise that question.
Which basically means Infinity War does take place in 2018, they said that, and, like, Spider-Man...
And Spider-Man Far From Home takes place right after Endgame.
And Spider-Man, what was it, like... Spider-Man Homecoming, according to the opening credits, it takes place in 2020. They said that was an accident, and that was not supposed to be the what they said, because at the...
Gosh damn it, did Avi Arad get in there and mess up something? Because, gosh, because
Avi. Do you remember at the beginning it says, like, the opening takes place during the first of... Like, they've said all the Avenger films and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. take place the year the films came out. Like, that much they can confirm, but, what was it? Like, that's how you can tell, like, the Avengers films take place during the same times, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of moves with the Avenger films.
Yeah.
And, like, because at the beginning, so that means at the beginning of Spider-Man Homecoming, it says, like, when it's the opening of the Avengers. After that, it says 8 years later. They, that was not what they were supposed to do. They said they completely did that by accident, and it was supposed to be 5, I think. Because Homecoming takes place in 2017, I think.
You know what?
Maybe 2018.
Like, it's just hard for me to imagine it's been 11 years of the MCU.
Yeah, it's really hard to believe.
It flew by.
And, well, because I didn't see Iron Man and Hulk the year they came out, but I saw them a couple... I think I saw them, like, a year or two later. I saw Thor after... Yeah, I saw Iron Man, Hulk, and Thor around the same time, because they had all just come out, and then I saw Captain America shortly after that came out, and then I went and saw Avengers... Yeah, just the first Avengers in theaters, and since then, I've seen at least, like, 3/4, so, like, 4/5 of the Marvel films in theaters since then.
I've seen a lot in theaters.
I missed the first Guardians of the Galaxy film, but I think I've seen most other films.
To be honest with you, I started seeing most Marvel films in theaters, I believe, right around Civil War. I think it was Civil War up that I've seen every film in theaters. However, though, I watched every one of them on disc.
Yeah, I've seen all the films. I own all of them except the first Guardians of the Galaxy movies, but that's just because I gave it to someone else.
Just 11 years.
Hi.
11 years.
It really has been 11 years.
It's so hard to believe, because I remember when the first Avengers came out, right? And we were about to go into...
That was, like, the biggest thing in the world at the time. Like, everybody was freaking out about that. Now we have, like, the second, like, the third biggest thing coming out lately.
Here's the thing, though. The funny thing was, I was thinking about, like, The Amazing Spider-Man came out around when Avengers did. And I was like, dude, it'd be so cool if Spider-Man was in the MCU. I mean, yeah. We'll never see it and whatnot. And
I didn't think we'd see
obviously,
any,
as it became,
like, in my time.
You know, as I read more comics and got more into Spider-Man, and as I got more interested in the, like, filming industry and whatnot, and understanding how it works and how how the money and everything and the theaters and all that work, I was like, this is really awesome when Spider-Man was, like, announced to be in the MCU. And I was, like, when I saw that Civil War trailer,
yeah,
I was sending it to everyone of my friends. Even my non-Marvel fans, I sent it to.
It's finally happening. Like, here we go.
Finally!
I still wish we could have seen, either of the Spider-Man series. I still wish we could have seen where they would have gone from those. But I'm happy with what we got, at least.
I heard that they were going to put Avengers Tower into The Amazing Spider-Man 2, possibly. Back when it was still a big thing.
Yeah. Because they were, like, thinking of putting it in the MCU and just setting it before the Avengers or something like that. I don't remember.
But, yeah, so that is going to be it for today's podcast. I know it's kind of short, but I had to have pictures, and it took 15 minutes to get everybody together. Yeah. So I hope you all enjoyed. I'm probably going to title this Hellboy Reviews, and...
We got Endgame, Endgame comes in 2 weeks now.
I would say the MCU timeline, probably. Yeah. That's what I'll name it. But
we only got 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks.
Game comes out, and I'm sure we'll all be talking about that at least.
Like, oh yeah.
At the most, like, a week or so after it comes out.
Oh yeah.
All have seen it by then.
But so, thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you all in the next one.